This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
We now turn our attention to the congressional district number one, that sprawling district here in Arizona. The district is currently represented by Democrat Tom O'Halloran. Tiffany Shedd, Republican, is challenging Mr. O'Halloran in the November election. And Tiffany joins us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, which is presented, by the way, by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management. Tiffany, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Tell me a little bit about your candidacy and why you decided to run.
Well, I decided to run because this was not part of my grand plan in life, but I lived in the district the majority of my life, and my family, me, my neighbors have faced, you know, we've got some big challenges in CD1. We've felt those challenges, and I've tried to work on things at a local level, and just felt like we didn't have good representation and wanted to actually try to solve problems that people in Arizona 1 are facing. And you asked background, too. So my background is I grew up here, went to the University of Arizona, have a degree in elementary education, taught English as a second language, kindergarten for a bit, went to law school at the U of A. So bear down, go Wildcats out there, since this is a Tucson station, it's friendly country. And, after graduating law school, have worked on water, agribusiness, natural resource issues. I've been married to my husband 30 years, and he's a fourth generation farmer, so I've been farming for 30 years. We also own a couple more small businesses unrelated to farming. We have a car wash and some other things like that. And we have three kids, and my husband's also Muscogee Creek from Oklahoma. And so my kids are Native American, and the reason that's important is they actually use the same Indian health services that many members of my district or people that live here with it use. And so I feel like you have an understanding of some of the tribal issues as well, having lived those.
We're speaking with Tiffany Shedd, who is running for Congress in CD1. Tiffany, you ran 2 years ago, right?
I did.
What did you learn in that particular run that is helping you this time around?
Well, I learned a lot. first of all, a lot. And first of all, I underestimated the amount of resources it takes to reach voters in a district like this. So we have taken a lot of time building those resources, and the National Republican Party is helping me get the message out. It's kind of like drinking from a fire hose, but I don't know that there's a school on how to run for Congress. And so it's just like anything, you just learn a lot of how the ropes are. I mean, no one taught me how to, own a car wash or raise kids but you kind of got to get your feet wet. And so at the time, I wasn't too happy that I didn't make it through the primary, but now that I look back, it was a great education. And so, it set us up to win the primary and I believe in a very good position to win the general.
That name recognition, I would think, would help the second time around.
Oh, it helped a lot. I think we spent about $600,000 on name recognition and did an incredible amount of events and traveling in 2018. It's been a bit less in this cycle because of, the state being shut down and COVID and people not feeling comfortable to come to events. But even still, we've done hundreds. So, very helpful.
Articulate for us your platform, basically what's at the top of the list.
The first thing is economy and jobs. I have spent my life as a small business owner, and we need to make sure that we have tax policy that doesn't overburden small businesses or large businesses, and that people get to keep more of their hard-earned money. We also live in an era of increasing regulations that really don't serve a purpose. And, you know, the regulations plus the taxes strangle job creators. They hurt the economy. And I'm really worried right now when I see the Democrat platform of more taxes, more regulations, and more shutdowns, that many of our businesses in Arizona One can't survive another round of that. And so we need to do what we can to get government out of the way and let Americans do. I have faith in the American people to do what they do best, and that's build, create, invent. And we need to get government out of the way so that they can do that and recover.
I'm sure you're putting a lot of miles on your car, right? It's a huge district.
Yeah, it is. It's huge. I think it's 9 hours from Page to Casa Grande last time I drove it.
Goodness.
and that's not to the bottom of the district in Casa Grande. It still goes to, as you know, Oro Valley, Marana, Graham, Greenlee. And so, yeah, I believe it's a 9-hour drive to Page.
And you have such different kind of constituencies in that district. It's a wide variety of folks that do a lot of different things.
That's true, and you can look at it that way, but there is also a lot of similarities in the communities and the people. We have a lot of great small communities, and even our ones that we consider larger, like Marana, Casa Grande, Maricopa, Flagstaff, still have that small community feel to them. And the one thing you hear up and down is we need, they want economic growth. They need the infrastructure to have economic growth. And, you know, they're not having anyone advocating for that in a meaningful way that actually delivers. And that goes from, you know, the reservations to, you know, private land on down. We have a lot of natural resource issues that are, frankly, all connected. Wildfires in the north affect water quality in the south. You know, land is connected. And so, you know, the district is built of a lot of really good, hardworking people that, you know, just want the best for their family and be able to put food on the plate, have enough for retirement, et cetera. And so our similarities are a lot more than our differences.
Speaking with Tiffany Shedd, who is running for Congress against the incumbent, Tom O'Halloran, is there something specifically about Mr. O'Halloran that you would like to kind of bring to the forefront?
Absolutely. So right now, Tom O'Halloran is voting 97% of the time with Nancy Pelosi, and this is from ProPublica, which is a neutral website. I don't think that she really understands the needs of Arizona One. He has voted against the Trump tax cuts, but just voted for tax cuts, the SALT exemption, which benefits California millionaires. Another thing is he apparently thinks I had a congressional vote by the ads. I've never held office, so I didn't have a vote. I am absolutely for shoring up Social Security, pre-existing conditions. I'm a cancer survivor. I have a type 1 diabetic daughter. Those are things that I'm absolutely for taking care of and making sure that people don't have to choose between bankruptcy and lack of care. And the other thing is constituent services. I mean, two offices in district and one out of district is not enough for people who, by the time a lot of times you go to the congressman's office, you're having a Social Security problem or a VA problem, you name it, and you're already kind of down. And driving that many hours to an office in either Casa Grande or Flagstaff or out of district in Tucson isn't enough. We need more constituent offices, I think round 6, so that, you know, we can be the bridge between the federal government and the people here so that they have a voice and have their issues taken care of.
All right, Tiffany, we're going to put your interview up with all of our other interviews at KVOI.com. What about your website?
Oh, it's shedforcongress.com, and it's S-H-E-D-D. So like the building in your backyard, but fancy because it has two D's.
<There you go. laughs> Tiffany,
it's a very glamorous name.
All right,
for
Tiffany.
F-O-R.
Tiffany Shedd, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks
appreciate
a lot.
It.
Tiffany Shedd,
all right,
running for Congress.